This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, on his first visit to Afghanistan as Pentagon chief, said Sunday that the Biden administration wants to see a responsible end to America's longest war, but the level of violence must decrease for fruitful diplomacy to have a chance. With questions swirling about how long U.S. troops will remain in the country, he said that in terms of an end date or setting a specific date for withdrawal, that's the domain of my boss. He said his stop in Kabul, the capital, where he met with military commanders and senior Afghan government officials, including President Ashraf Ghani, was intended to let him listen and learn and inform my participation and review the future of the American force. Iran has made threats against Fort McNair, an army post in the U.S. Capitol, and against the Army's vice chief of staff. That's according to two U.S. intelligence officials. They said the communications intercepted by the National Security Agency in January showed that Iran's Revolutionary Guard discussed mounting USS Cole-type attacks against the army post, referring to the October 2000 suicide attack in which a small boat pulled up alongside the Navy destroyer in the Yemeni port of Aden and exploded, killing 17 sailors. The intelligence also revealed threats to kill General Joseph M. Martin and plans to infiltrate and surveil the installation, according to officials who were not authorized to publicly discuss national security measures and spoke on condition of anonymity. The Army post, one of the oldest in the country, is Martin's official residence. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is scrambling to manage a growing humanitarian and political challenge at the U.S.-Mexico border, AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says President Biden inherited an untenable situation from President Trump.
We are rebuilding the system as we address the needs of vulnerable children who arrive at our borders.
But on ABC's This Week, he adds,
we know how to address it. We have a plan.
I haven't seen a plan.
Republicans are skeptical. Congressman Michael McCaul, also on ABC's This Week.
They have created a humanitarian crisis down here.
McCaul's forecast.
It's going to get a lot worse. Springtime, summer, more and more come over. The message is coming back that, hey, we got a new president. Come on in.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Mexican banks of the Suchiate River dawned Sunday with a heavy presence of immigration agents in place to enforce Mexico's new limits on all but essential travel at its shared border with Guatemala. Dozens of immigration agents lined the riverside asking those who landed on the giant inner tube rafts that carry most of the cross-border traffic for documentation and turning many back. Those turned away were necessarily migrants. They were the small-time Guatemalan merchants and residents across the river who buy in bulk in Mexico to resell in Guatemala or purchase household items when the exchange rate favors it. Healthcare workers have marched through Myanmar's second biggest city, kicking off another day of countrywide protest against last month's military coup. Elsewhere, police used violence against protesters and security forces have shot dead at least one person. About 100 doctors, nurses, medical students, and pharmacists wearing the long white coats lined up Sunday morning on a main road in Mandalay to chant slogans and voice their opposition to the February 1st coup that toppled the elected civilian government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The protests are part of a broader civil disobedience movement, including boycotts and strikes that aim to restore the civilian government and return Myanmar to its slow march towards normalcy and democracy. Australian authorities are planning to evacuate thousands more people from flood-affected suburbs in Sydney's west, which is set for its worst flooding in 60 years, with another day of drenching rain expected. Unrelenting rains over the past 3 days swelled rivers in Australia's most populous state of New South Wales. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.